Welcome in, everyone. We are live at Media Day here at the 2024 Division I Women's National Indoor Team Championships. And joining me now is the head coach of the Cal Women's Tennis Team. Welcome here to Media Day, Cal Coach Amanda Augustus. Coach, welcome to our Media Day session. Let's talk first big picture. You guys are back after a year away from this event. How does it feel for the Bears to be back here in Seattle?
Yeah, we're just, you know, really happy to be here. We come here decently often for matches, but yeah, just this is such a special event, so I'm glad that, you know, our team can experience it.
Yeah, no, it's now Big Ten country, actually. So this is foreign grounds for you moving forward, just so you know. Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yes. But I'm curious. I haven't had the chance to speak with you. By the way, it was a heck of a match in Norman. That was a really fun one for us to enjoy for this group. I guess we can just get into it. Given the ups and downs, there are rain delays in your schedule the last 2 years. There's still COVID regulations, all these different things. What does it mean for this group to get back here in particular?
Yeah, no, I think it's been a journey. And, and I think this group's really learned that just keep working hard and, you know, kind of work your way through challenges and you know, the rewards will come. Might take a little bit, but yeah. No, I think just really happy because, yeah, last few years we've had, you know,
Some things.
So yeah, no, but I think historically our programs at this event, almost all the time. So just, yeah, I think it's an honor for this group to be here, and I'm just proud because I really feel like they've worked their way here.
Well, in that spirit, I am curious because for you personally, again, I'm sure there were times last year where you're like, no, you're making up that excuse. Like, we're not canceling the match for that, and let it be. There it was. Like, how frustrating has it been just for you personally to feel like, because as a fan, it feels like for the past 2 years, we haven't gotten to learn how good your team is for just these most ridiculous circumstances.
Yeah, no, I've now been at Cal 17 years. Yeah. I talked to Jan Brogan, who was my coach, who was at Cal the 29 years before me. And I think she only recounts one winter in her 29 years and then last winter. So yeah, and I think just the hardest part was, you know, we'd try to reschedule something and then it would rain again. And like I said, I really feel like it was quite the anomaly of winters, and we tried to catch up, but it's, you know, we kind of ran out of runway. But
again, now we got a new season, obviously more runway for you. And I'm curious, this group with Jess, who's a junior, Katya is a junior, obviously Hannah's been around quite a bit as well. What's it been like for this group early in the season? Do you feel like you have an older group now?
Actually, you know, I don't feel like I do. I mean, it seems that way, but yeah, you know, I feel like, you know, they're all quite young. Hannah's, you know, really, you know, our fourth year, and then Valentina and Ivanov, she took the fall off to play, and so she's back with us. So yeah, I mean, we really kind of only have two seniors, so... and then we have, you know, three new ones, two freshmen and a transfer. So, yeah, it has the feeling of a younger group. So, yeah, they're just a lot of fun to be around. And it's, I enjoy every day being out there at practice or matches with them.
Yeah, there's definitely an energy, a grittiness. And in that match in Norman in particular, and again, you guys haven't played, no one's played that many matches yet. Talk to me about the doubles we saw there. We know how important doubles is in a weekend like this. How are you feeling about your team's doubles point today?
Yeah, no, I think we have three good teams out there. I mean, I think they've had, you know, some great results. You know, our team at one, you know, I think they've lost like two matches together, so they're pretty confident together. And I think we're prepared at all three positions, and you know, we're trying to continually work to play more aggressive, and I want to see us win. I just always personally, like, because everyone tends to associate me as a player with doubles a lot, but so I like it when we win the doubles point. So yeah, no, I think, you know, but I know everybody here is good, so we've got to just really kind of work our way, and I thought we did a good job of that in that Oklahoma match.
I agree, and you know, I am curious centering on that match for a little bit, and just big picture, I guess, and I don't mean this in an intrusive way, but you'll understand the question once I land the punchline. What do you do each morning? Do you drink a cup of coffee, or you just let Lonnie practice to wake you up? Because the energy, the noise, the enthusiasm from that three-set match, like, one of my favorite parts of being here this weekend is perhaps getting to experience that in person, and I'm just curious what that energy is like for you to get to coach.
I just, you know, I'm a tennis nerd. I think you're a tennis nerd. You know, like, we love the game and we love the sport, and I think one of the most special things about Lon is just how much she loves the game.
It's incredible.
And so I respect that a lot, and I know her teammates do. And so, yeah, she's just such a joy. So, yeah, I'm a tea drinker. So
okay.
After I have my cup of tea, then, yeah, yeah. I will happily, you know, Lon will hit all day long, and yeah. That's fine with me.
It's my favorite thing. Well, again, my last two questions for you here before I let you go. Obviously, again, you got an experienced group, sort of, but a new group in terms of at this stage. What are you hoping to see your team accomplish throughout the course of this weekend?
You know, I think the best part is we have fantastic matches all weekend, no matter what, so we'll just kind of, you know, take it around in time. I mean, we're well aware we're not the favorites, but, you know, I think that's okay. But, yeah, you know, I think as long as they compete their hardest, which I know they will, they represent our program and our university so well, so we'll just kind of take it one day at a time.
Yeah, well, looking forward to watching that. My final question, round of 16, you're facing a school you used to be the head coach of. People yeah. don't know. Fun fact, 1 year, of course, you were head coach over yeah. at the University of Michigan. Yeah. Obviously, it's the yellow and blue. That's clearly just your thing.
It is.
But thoughts on that first round match, what it's going to take to get over that one in particular?
Yeah, you know, they're especially inside really, really strong. A lot of respect for, you know, Ronnie and Taryn are good friends of mine. So, yeah, they've done fantastic. They've played a lot of tough matches in the last few weeks, so I know they'll be ready to go. So we'll just kind of see what the matchups look like tomorrow. And, you know, we know we're going to have to be willing to fight till the very last point, doubles and singles. And should be some great tennis, so hopefully people come watch.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun. The last time I watched your team play a round of 16 at the indoors, no one will forget that 4-3 match with Texas A&M. I actually think Hannah's still playing on court 6 there. That tiebreaker's yep. still ongoing.
Yep.
And so, but again, Coach, congratulations to your team on reaching this event, and good luck this week.
Thank you.